Welcome to Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. This week we're joined by Roman Oben, former Giants offensive lineman. Roman, obviously in a 38-0 game, there are more than three plays that change the game, but we're going to focus on three of them. Let's start in the first quarter, which is 8 seconds to go. The Giants have it 2nd and 3, trying to get a first down on the ground, and which was a theme for most of the day, the offensive line did not get the job done.
Yeah, John, you look at 2nd and 3 is a play where you think it's a good favorable rundown because you can get 3 yards for first down. But the problem with this play is you get a lot of penetration at the line of scrimmage. Now, most offensive linemen are supposed to push the defensive line on the other side. You don't want the defensive lineman in the backfield. Let me rewind this from the beginning. You look at this wide angle. Dave Wilson already is stuttering his feet 6-7 yards in the backfield and is getting surrounded by a host of Carolina Panthers defenders. Now, let's look at it on the end zone copy. There's already penetration here, then here, right here. You can count the amount of white jerseys around David Wilson as he's fighting to get back to the line of scrimmage. And you see the offensive players are standing there because they've gotten beaten by their men. That's not a good position that you want to be in. David Wilson is a good running back. But if you got the holes, you saw what he did in preseason. You saw the 80-yard run against the Jets. You saw the touchdown that was called back for holding. This is an example of a play that can't happen when you have penetration.
Now, early this season, a lot of people talked about how this offensive line didn't play a lot together in the preseason, whether it was the David Boss injury, guys moving in and out of the lineup with other injuries.
Right.
Is this a chemistry issue, or is it just guys not winning their individual battles?
Well, it's both. And I think, you know, good offensive lines, like when you had O'Hara and Seibert and Snead and all those guys at their prime, they were good because they played well together. They played well together for a number of years. This unit hasn't officially been a unit, as Tom Coughlin has alluded to, the entire preseason. They're good enough, and they played enough football to be able to do well and not get penetration. You can live with a rookie right tackle, and it's not all on Pugh. But again, everyone has to work well together at the same time so you don't have this penetration. A lot of times, John, you've seen 4 guys do their job, 1 guy gets beat, or 5 guys do their job, or a tight end, for example, or fullback, or somebody else missed their block. So it's always 1 guy getting loose, and that creates the spiral effect of everyone, you know, getting beaten.
Well, Roman, on that play, it was more than just 1 guy making a mistake. You saw the multiple guys penetrating,
right.
And we're going to see the same thing on this next play when the offensive line failed to protect Eli Manning. 13:46 remaining in the second quarter. This is the play after the David Wilson touchdown run got called back by the Will Beatty holding penalty. So it's 1st and 20. Giants trying to stay in field goal range. Let's take a look.
Let's look at this play from the wide angle. And what you're going to see is just the pocket collapsing as both tackles get beat inside. Let me rewind it again and let the Giants fans understand that. Let me pause it here. The job of the center and both guards is to control the depth of the pocket. The job of the tackles is to control the width of the pocket. So you want to keep those defensive ends as wide as possible so that the quarterback can set his feet, square shoulder to line of scrimmage, and deliver and go through his progressions. This did not happen in this case as a pocket collapse.
And now as you go to the end zone angle here, Roman, you can see that Darrell Scott has a responsibility on this play as well, but why doesn't the chip work?
Well, the chip didn't work because Will Beatty gets beat inside. He's trailing the defensive lineman. He's got his outside help, but if you have outside help, you've got to be more inside dominant. So Will Beatty is not inside dominant in this play, and Darrell Scott really can't help him. Gets beat inside right away. And let's look at the right side. Justin Pugh, who's a rookie, is going against Charles Johnson, a very good defensive player. Let's frame it here. Right here. Both tackles get beat inside, and that means the pocket has no width at all.
And quite frankly, Roman, there's no really room for Eli to step up in the pocket either because the interior line did get pushed back a little bit too.
Yeah, and you've got to expect a little bit of the interior guys to get pushed back a little bit, maybe a yard or two. But when the pocket gets shrunk from the outside, I mean, there's nowhere to go. And Eli Manning isn't known for rolling outside of the pocket and making plays outside. I mean, he's a pretty good pocket passer. A good pocket passer, you've got to have good protection.
Roman, let's jump now to the fourth quarter. Panthers with the ball at the very start of the fourth quarter. This game's already pretty much over with, but the Panthers want to put some more points on the board, and they do it by going down the field.
Yeah, and Cam Newton has a good arm. He's known for that. And what you're going to see here, I'm going to pause it. You're going to see Ryan Mundy, who starts off in a single deep. He's a single safety. And the single safety has one responsibility, is to help the most dangerous receiver over the top. You see Aaron Ross at the bottom, who gets beat on the inside. And Ryan Mundy is still looking at Cam Newton's eyes at that inside receiver on the other side. You see there's a little bit of a switch off between Prince Omukamara and Ryan Mundy. But Mundy should continue to trail back. which results in a touchdown.
And you can still put it over the top. And then from the end zone angle, you can see Cam Newton using his head to maybe keep Ryan Mundy dedicated to that receiver over the middle.
Yeah. Now, let's watch this right here. Let's watch Cam Newton's helmet. He's looking to his left first. He fights that bake, and he goes back to the right side. At that point, the decision's already made, and it's really a good throw and catch on behalf of the Carolina Panthers. But you have to put yourself in the right position. You have to know where your help is in the defensive secondary. And obviously with veteran guys, you have to communicate well in case there's some type of a switch off needed.
Now, Roman, so far this year, the Giants have done a pretty good job in the secondary preventing teams from going over the top. But we did see them get beat a couple times in this game. What changed from weeks 1 and 2 to week 3?
Well, I think in this game, the defense was on the field a lot. And later in the game, you started seeing some of these things happen. Now, you didn't see quite the turnovers the Giants used to having, but they have been playing solid. I mean, Terrell Thomas, Aaron Ross, Prince Mukamara, who's had a great training camp all the way through, they've all been playing solid. But if you're not getting three and outs, followed by an offense going, 12, 13-play drive, and you're getting a rest, then this is what happens at the end of a game.
Not to mention the loss of their top corner, Corey Webster, and a lack of a pass rush once again. Roman, we appreciate the time as always, my friend.
Thanks, anytime.
And that's all the time we have for Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. For Roman Ullman, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time. Enjoy your week.